This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الامين وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, it's my honor and pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. And today I'm discussing a very important tradition. This is about three of the most grievous sins in Islam. I will read the Arabic and translate and explain the meanings, inshallah. أَلَا أُنَبِّيُكُمْ بِأَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ ثَلَاثَةً قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ الْإِشْرَاكُ بِاللَّهِ وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَجَلَسَ وَكَانَ مُتَّكِيًا فَقَالَ أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ قال فما زال يكررها حتى قلنا ليته سكت. الراوي ابو بكر نفع بن الحارث. المصدر صحيح البخاري. Shall I tell you of three most grievous sins? They said, of course, O messenger of Allah. Then he said, it is to associate partners with Allah, to displease one's parents. And he sat down as he was reclining before and said, indeed, bearing false testimony. And he kept on repeating until we wished he remained silent. Narrator is Abu Bakr Nufay ibn al-Haris, and the source is Sahih al-Bukhari. Abu Bakr Nufay ibn al-Haris was an eminent companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a former slave freed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was one of the many slaves freed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was reputed for his knowledge, and he stayed away from the civil wars, you know, involving Ali and Muawiyah radiallahu anhum, and Ali and Aisha and others. He narrated several traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. According to Imam Hasan al-Basri, he was one of the two most excellent companions whoever settled in Basra. So this shows how pious, how great this companion was. The hadith mentions three of the most grievous sins in Islam, al-kabair. Number one is shirk, or associating partners with Allah in worship. And number two is dishonoring or displeasing one's parents, dishonoring one's parents and earning their anger. And number three is bearing false testimony. Sins are obstacles between us and Allah. They're hijab bayin Allah. Bayinana wa bayin Allah. And persistence in sins will corrupt our soul. The soul is like a clean mirror that can discern truth from falsehood. But when we commit sins and persist in sins, this mirror of the soul is become rusty, and then it takes that, we deprive ourselves of that capacity to discern, to distinguish truth from falsehood. Sins are divided into kabira and sagira, al-kabair wa sagair. You know, major sin and minor sin. And that could involve our thoughts, speech, as well as actions. And they vary in consequences. Allah says about the major sins, إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما. If you shun the grave sins that you are forbidden, we shall absolve you of your minor sins and cause you to enter at noble gate to paradise. In another verse, Allah described the true believers, وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. Those who avoid major sins and indecencies, and if they become angry, they forgive. One may ask, how do we define major sins? Of course, scholars offer different definitions. We don't go into details, but according to Ibn Taymiyyah, its preferred definition is any sin associated with the wrath or curse or a threat of hellfire can be considered a major sin. By extension, it may refer to all sins we are warned against by an explicit text of Revelation. Therefore, the major sins are not limited to 3 or 7 or 10. You will find several traditions mentioning 7, other traditions mentioning 10, and of course, other traditions mentioning some other sins as well. So according to Ibn Abbas, you may extend it to 70 or even more. Major sins are not limited to 3. But the Prophet ﷺ in this hadith singles out 3 of the most grievous sins. This is a real warning from the Prophet ﷺ that these are the gravest of our sins. We must guard ourselves. We must never commit them. Number 1 is shirk, which tops the list of our sins, and it is an unforgivable sin. Because Allah says in Surah 4, verse 116, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Allah does not forgive the worship of others beside Him, though He does forgive whoever He will for lesser sins. For whoever does this has gone far, far away, astray from the straight path. The first and foremost commandment in Islam, preached by every single prophet according to Quran, is that we shall worship none but Allah's mouth. Therefore, shirk is the most despicable, abominable sin in Islam. And according to, as Allah commanded each and every prophet, the second major sin in Islam, preached by every single prophet, is dishonoring one's parents. By doing so, we incur the wrath. And when we incur the wrath, we incur the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honoring one's parents is another great commandment in Islam, second only to our duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Prophet was asked, which of the deeds are the dearest to Allah? He replied, it is to pray, because worshipping Allah is the first commandment. So to pray at the appointed time is the best deed we can ever hope to perform. And then the questioner asks, what is the next most excellent deed, dearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then the Prophet replied, kind treatments, birrul walidain, kind treatments, treatment of one's parents. He also said, Allah is pleased with you when your parents are pleased with you, and Allah is angry with you when your parents are angry with you. Another time he said, cursed is he who forsakes his parents when they abandon them. The third major sin in Islam, the Prophet mentioned in the hadith, is bearing false testimony. It may include making false oath, a seller making a false oath, I bought this for such things and I'm giving it to you for lesser money or whatever. Bearing false testimony, appearing as a witness on behalf of somebody who is a fraud. And because, you know, he's your friend, you are bearing that false testimony. Lying to suppress the truth, or to misappropriate, to sell something, or buy, or gain favor, or exploit others. all of this lead to oppression, corruption, and injustice in society. And Islam orders the faithful to stand forth as witnesses of truth and justice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the lesson that we can learn from this hadith, we ought to shun all major sins for the benefit of our soul or for our own salvation. Once we shun, abstain from the major sins, Allah has promised to forgive our minor sins. When we shun the major sins, the good deeds that we perform, the extra nawafil, prayers, and charities, blot out our sins, wash us clean. And the Prophet singles out three most grievous sins in this tradition. Shirk is first, so we ought to purge our beliefs and worship of all taints of shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray to none but Allah, we ask favor from none but Allah, we don't take intercessories in worship. The second is incurring the wrath of parents. So we ought to strive in order to gain the pleasure. We ought to strive hard to honor, to serve, and treat our parents kindly. And we should pray for them. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. And the third major sin to avoid is bearing false testimony. We are called upon to stand forth as witnesses of truth and justice, and never to use our oaths or testimonies to violate the rights of others. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.